Right now, it's that time we always look forward to each and every week. Lee Sterling, handicapper with Paramount Sports and ParamountSports.com. Merry Christmas to you and your family, Lee, and as always, welcome back.
You too, Johnny. Yeah, fun time of year. Got family around, good food usually, and a lot of football.
Do you participate in the food cooking, or you just eat
it? No, I'm an eater.
I love it.
Yeah, I got a wife and two daughters. One of them loves to cook, so let them cook for me. I'm busy working.
All right, before we get started, I mean, here we are. We have, depending on if you want to count the FCS game, the Celebration Bowl with Alcorn State, North Carolina A&T, we have 41 games starting tomorrow. And we have that game along with five of the FBS games. And why don't you let the listeners know, for those that have maybe first time hearing you or maybe they haven't taken advantage of some of the things that you can do for them, let them know what you can offer them.
Well, we had a great bowl season last year. We went 18-9, and NFL, we just had an incredible season this year in the NFL. Won 11 out of 14 weeks, so still a lot of football to be played. 3 weeks of the NFL. They want to hop on board to get 3 weeks of NFL, 41 bowl games, NFL playoffs, and Super Bowl. Normally $5.97 on the website. We have a saved $200 coupon, so it knocks it down to $3.97. This is what I'll do. I'm going to give them the friends and family code. It's save $300, and the total comes to just $297. For everything to the Super Bowl, it's all available at ParamountSports.com.
I'm curious, when you start thinking about breaking down these games, deciding which side that you want to be on, the differences for you with regards to a regular season game and a bowl game, because you certainly have to have somewhere along the lines add into the mix which teams want to be there and which teams do not, and how do you approach it?
Well, the first thing is motivation. I think that's the most important thing when you look at bowl games. If a team doesn't have anything to play for, look out, especially big favorites. They generally don't cover. You can play a lot of money line underdogs and make some pretty good hay if you're willing to go that route, but still people play a lot of favorites here. If I don't have a strong conviction on a game, you got to think underdog, and you got to dig for information. There's a lot of info out there. A couple games tomorrow where teams were still taking finals today, and they had to fly the kids out, 12 and 15 kids for each team, whereas the other team finished a week before. So you find out things like that, you have an advantage.
Yeah, it's interesting because yesterday Lipscomb, their men's basketball team, he had some of the players that were taking finals yesterday, and they hop on the bus and stop on the way for a lunch, and and they take the court and almost beat Louisville last night on their home court. So,
well, that can happen too, but there are some distractions, and kids are sitting out. I mean, it entails a lot more work now, but there's more information that you can find. It's a shame that so many guys are sitting out a bowl game. I can't imagine going to my college coach and saying, I'm going to sit this bowl game out. I'm going to be a first, second, third rounder. So I don't know if I'd still be breathing if I told my college or high school coach that.
All right, let's get things started. I'm going to mix it up just a little bit. Vanderbilt, a 4.5-point favorite, taking on Baylor. This game, it'll be kicking off just after the Christmas break. It'll be the first SEC team in action. It's the Texas Bowl being played in Houston on December 27th. They'll have the night to themselves. Baylor certainly with the home state advantage, but from a motivational standpoint, is that a good thing? Do they feel like it's the true bowl experience or not? I guess time will tell. Vanderbilt wanting to finish the season on a high note. They've won two straight to wrap up the regular season, three of their last four. Alan Bell, managing editor of NFL coverage for 24/7 Sports, he likes Vanderbilt. He gives the points. I'm going to get your opinion first. Which way are you going?
I like Vandy here. They've had problems. Their quarterbacks have done really poor in SEC play of over the last couple of years, but not this year. I think it's because they developed a running game, and you develop the running game, the play action opens up, and their defense, when they had to, they were able to make some big stops in the last couple of games. So, Give me Vandy. I think they win this game probably by 10 to 12 points.
I like Kyle Shermer. I just something tells me he's going to be the difference maker from the mental standpoint and that motivation that we've talked about earlier. I think that he will be the difference. And, you know, I thought long and hard about, okay, which Vanderbilt team is going to show up? Are they just going to be happy to be in a bowl game? Or are they going to make a difference when they get there? And it kind of reminds me of, you know, 2 years ago with the sour taste with Vanderbilt losing and in the bowl game. And I just don't think they want to go through that again. And they don't want to have a losing record to represent their 2018 campaign. So I'm going to take Vanderbilt as well. Give Baylor the 4.5. Coming up next, the pick from LSU, a 7-point favorite against UCF. This game is on January 1st, the Fiesta Bowl. It's a noon start Central Time in this matchup. And can I just say, I hope that LSU wins this game. LSU, motivation-wise, they need one more win to get to double-digit wins on the season. Central Florida is certainly playing without their quarterback that got them to the point where they've enjoyed this long, long winning streak, although he wasn't a part of the game for Central Florida as far as the championship game with regards to their bowl game, as far as the American Athletic Conference championship, I should say. But I like LSU in this one. I'm going to give Central Florida the 7. I think that the other factors and other individuals, you know, propping up LSU is going to help them more than anything else. I think they will be ready. So give me LSU. I'm going to give the 7. Allen's on the other side. Allen Bell is going to take Central Florida plus the 7.
Yeah, I think by Auburn losing last year, I think helps LSU. I think they'll be forewarned here. And how about the UCF defense giving up 290 yards per game over the last 5 games? I think LSU is going to control the line of scrimmage here. 26-game run was nice. The fake national championship banners and rings, okay, congratulations, it's all over. LSU 45-24.
Next up, Georgia, a 12.5-point favorite against Texas. Most of the early money going on the Georgia side. And you go, well, Georgia doesn't want to be there. They wanted to be one of the 4 playoff teams. And usually in that case, you could see where there could be a letdown in this Sugar Bowl, where Georgia mentally not wanting to be there, not ready to play. I think this is a different story, however, and a different motivational thing for Georgia. I think they want to show everybody they indeed deserved and should have been one of the 4 playoff teams. Although when you lose 2 games and you lose the last time out in the SEC championship game, you can see why they wouldn't be there. But to me, they're certainly one of the 3 best teams in the country, taking on a 9-4 Texas team. I think Georgia will be ready to go in this matchup, and I think that they will serve notice and show everybody why they should have been one of the 4 playoff teams. Give me Georgia. I'm going to give Texas the 12.5. And once again, Allen Bell is on the other side taking the Texas Longhorn plus the points.
You know, I don't know how this Georgia team's going to get back up. You know, they lose in the national title game to Alabama. They had this game, it looked like, and it's just bowl games, it's all about motivation here. And Texas has got some talent. Erlinger, I don't know what kind of pro he's going to make, but as a college quarterback, he runs, he throws, he's a motivational leader. Best matchup is their 2 wide receivers. These guys go 6'4 and 6'5 against the big, tall, strong, and fast Georgia DBs. So you're going to see a lot of high draft picks, a lot of guys in the NFL when Texas is on the field and they've got the ball. Swift is going to do his thing against the Texas defense, but 11, I think, is just a little too high. I think Georgia wins this game by 6 to 7 points.
Moving forward, you have Clemson in one of the 2 semifinal games. Clemson now a 12.5-point favorite against Notre Dame in the Cotton Bowl, a game being played on December 29th. And you have both of these teams unbeaten, Clemson 13-0, a team that certainly has not been tested since the end of September. And then you got Notre Dame, a lot of near misses along the way, a team that's certainly playing a different brand of football since Ian Book has taken over as far as the starting QB for Notre Dame. You wonder if the Fighting Irish magic will continue, or is Clemson looking for yet another showdown with Alabama? Once again, Clemson favored by 12.5. This is actually one of the two semifinals that I think will live up to the blowout prediction. I'm going to take Clemson, give Notre Dame the 12.5. Alan Bell is taking Notre Dame and the 12.5.
So am I. Here's why I like Notre Dame. I think the public feels that Notre Dame, when they lost a couple years ago to Alabama, can't compete at the highest level, and they feel that Clemson's right there with Alabama. You know, I'm watching this Clemson team this year, and there was plenty of times, like against Syracuse, a few other games, that thought their special teams were poor. In fact, they ranked number 106 out of 130 teams in special teams play. And their defensive line, they got two or three first rounders and another second rounder on that defensive line going in the draft. But I thought that they didn't play up to their potential. Notre Dame may not have the most talent of the four teams here, maybe the least of the four, but they play well as a team, and then they just don't beat themselves. I think they're going to be prepared for this game. This is going to be my upset of the ball. I'm going to have half my bet on Notre Dame plus the points, the other half on them on the money line. If I win this game on the money line, we may not be talking Super Bowl. I might still be in the islands.
I just go back to what Clemson has done. And, you know, I would like to see somebody different in the national title game taking on Alabama, honestly. But, you know, you look at this Clemson team after that close game against Syracuse when they're down to their third quarterback. Yeah. You know, here's Clemson. The margin of victory, starting with Wake Forest, 60 points, 34, 49, then 61, then 20, then 29, 19, and then the last time out in the ACC championship game, winning by 32. And you know, I just look the way, you know, here's Notre Dame. Everything to play for, right, against Southern Cal. Take care of business. You're one of the four playoff teams, and they got behind a very bad Southern Cal team. They were lucky to win by the 7 points against Southern Cal in their last game out. And that's the only problem. I mean, I hope Notre Dame proves me wrong. I just don't expect them to do so.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the public's going to be all over Clemson. I just think they're due for a close game, and I think Notre Dame's going to be motivated. So,
okay. All right. Speaking of motivation, the other semifinal matchup, you have Alabama, a 14-point margin right now against Oklahoma. So Bama favored by 2 touchdowns against the Sooners. Oklahoma 12-1 on the year. They don't play very good defense. Bama 13-0, although they went through their first test of the year with the win against Georgia in the SEC championship game back on December 1st. Everything screams from a motivational standpoint to pick Alabama, and Alabama. It didn't help Oklahoma's case, especially with the Bama defense, that Kyler Murray wins the Heisman Trophy. And because immediately you get the defensive players for Alabama tweeting out December 29th, 2018. I'll just say right now, first of all, Alan Bell is taking the Crimson Tide, giving Oklahoma the 14. Which way are you going?
I'm going to go with Alabama here. I think their defense is going to do the job here and hold down Oklahoma enough. I mean, Kyler Murray, you can't stop this guy totally, but Marquise Brown, his star receiver and his biggest weapon, looks like well played, but he may not be 100%. And bottom line was, you look at all four teams, usually the team that gets blown out, the team that can't play defense, and Oklahoma gave up 40 points to Kansas. Let me repeat that. Not Kansas State. They give up 40 points to Kansas. There's some games Kansas doesn't even throw the ball down the field 20 yards. Give me Bama and a blowout, 51-31.
Wow. Yep. I'm actually going the other way, believe it or not. I think Alabama is going to win by double digits. The 14, to me, a little too strong. I think the special teams, I give the edge to Oklahoma there, and maybe it's because of a missed field goal that could have been the difference maker. I could see Bama winning by 13. Just the 14 seems a little bit too steep for me, and I hope you're right, honestly. I hope that Bama absolutely blows out Oklahoma. I think Bama will be taking on Clemson for the national title, but I'm going to take Oklahoma plus the 14.
Okay.
So that's where I'm going. We'll see how it plays out, though. Other things, too, as we talked about earlier before we let you go, about watching out with some of these matchups, especially as we get into it. Can early outcomes, say some of these bowl games before Christmas, impact some of the games on the other side of Christmas as far as the team's approach to these games, especially if they see some strange upsets occurring in the first games of the bowl season?
Usually not. I mean, we've seen sometimes some big upsets early and then the favorites hold court later, but generally the biggest upsets happen early. So, like I said, if you like underdogs, this is your time of the year, and I think we're going to see some strange stuff because this is the first year ever. A lot of teams didn't even use up close to the 15 allotted practices. Some of them used 6, 7, 8 practices, and when that happens, you see poor, shoddy tackling, and these more and more kids are sitting out every day. We hear of a couple different kids that decide not to play based on injuries or draft status, and when that happens, you get more unpredictable results.
Well, that's just like tomorrow with the 5 FBS games. 3 of the teams that I'm picking are underdogs in these games. So I'm totally right there with you, especially these games before Christmas. All right, before we let you go, the game of the week, the Giants at home on Sunday. It's a game that the Titans certainly need. The Giants favor by 1 against the Titans. It's your game of the week.
Yeah, they want to get that game. Just be one of the first 10 callers, 800-400-9741. First 10 callers will get that game for free. And as I said, you want to get every game from now through the Super Bowl. Use coupon code SAVE300, not SAVE200 on the website. SAVE300, just $297. It's all available, ParamountSports.com.